Well, Michael, congratulations. Fabulous to be back in the Premier League again. And here we are. What a fantastic evening in prospect for you. You must be delighted.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Luckily, I've managed to... This is my third one now, and every time you've been surprised by the response that the town gives, which it gives you an understanding, really, of what the football club means to the town and vice versa. So it's brilliant to be able to give something back. You know, there's been some tough times, especially in the early years of my time here, and I don't think anyone thought we'd get to the Premier League once in them dark days, and now we're talking about the third time is a phenomenal achievement.
I was just saying before outside, some of the youngsters who were there, they've not known anything different, have they? You know, the 13, 14-year-olds, it's just been wall-to-wall success, really, over the past sort of 5, 6, 7 years for Burnley, or a lot of success anyway.
Yeah, I think it's important that people really take in these sort of moments now, because it won't last forever. And because it never does, no matter what football club you are, it won't last forever. So this golden period that we're in at the minute, and hopefully we'll stay up next year and we can kick on again and consolidate after the two or three bounces. But it is important that these are special times. It's, you know, the manager said it, I've said it to a few of the players, that as a player sometimes you think, oh, it's just another year. But when you get to my age, you've got to appreciate, because you've worked 10 months for probably an hour for today, you've worked for 10 months for, and it's so important that the players and the supporters take it in.
How special was Saturday to come on just for the final few minutes and to be there on the point at which Burnley won the championship?
Yeah, no, it was a nice touch from the gaffer. He didn't have to do that. It was a nice touch from Heats. He came running over to the halfway line and presented him with the armband, and the lads got a... We have team meetings on a Friday night, and the lads got a few things together, and I had a little bit of a wobble on Friday night, actually, but other than that, I just enjoyed every minute then, because I've known it's been coming for a long time. Obviously, it's only been announced in last night, but we've been talking about it for a long time, so I'm sort of energised now. I'm ready to start a new career.
Are you relieved in a way that you have announced your retirement, that we know where we stand now and everything? Because I'm sure you've been asked so many times about when you might be hanging your boots up.
Yeah, well, I felt a bit before for about the last 2 or 3 weeks. Because obviously I knew what was going on, but they didn't want to announce it just in case things didn't go right. Because if it had gone wrong and we were in the playoffs and I was called upon, you didn't want to already announce your retirement playing in the playoffs. So that's why it was kept under wraps a little bit. But it's just a fantastic time to go out, I think.
Yeah. And the players that are going to replace you long term, obviously at the minute there's Tarkowski, there's me, and there's Keane. Just how well can they do in your absence, do you think, next year?
Well, I think they've already proved how well they've done. You know, Keane was a young lad when he came in. It was only, 18 months ago, and the rise that he's had, and if he keeps making that sort of steady progress, which he will because of his age, the position allowed, you have to play games at centre-half to learn from mistakes and just to get yourself in better positions. Ben's done it a little bit similar to me, where he started as a centre-half, went out to left-back, which will have helped him as a footballer. With his feet and things, but he's a natural defender, Ben. You can see that, though. He's combative and he sees danger and he wants to throw himself in front of things. He enjoys getting hit by the ball, which is something that it's a weird thing to enjoy, but we do. And Tarky's obviously shown, he only came in for 2 games, but he showed you what he was all about in those 2 games. I thought he was outstanding in both of them, so you know, the future's bright.
How do Burnley consolidate now? How do they stay in the top flight? Because that has to be the big goal now. You've done it twice in the last couple of years. You've got to stay there, haven't you?
Well, we don't have to stay there. We'd like to stay there. I think I'd imagine there'll be a little bit more money to spend than what there has been before. Just purely that, you know, the first time there was a lot of debts and things bought back. The second time, the foundations for the training grounds, all that sort of paid for now. So I'd imagine that it's to strengthen the squad as much as possible. You know, the gaffer's, he'll be diligent. Always has been. He won't throw it away. And you look at the signings that he's brought in this year, the two major ones were Joey Barton and Andre Gray, and they had quite a big impact on our season. So hopefully we can bring in the right players, and like you say, do one better than we have done the last couple of times.
And just finally for me, just tell us what you're going to be doing next. What happens for Michael Duff now?
Oh, I'm going older.
Obviously,
I'll be running the under 18s next season, so it's like I said, it's something I'm ready for. I've had my badges and all of them in place now for quite a long time, because I've known this moment's been coming. I never thought I'd get to 38, so it's maybe a little bit, I had to wait a little bit longer than what I thought I would, but it's something I'm really looking forward to. It's obviously it's a little bit apprehensive in there as well, because it's the unknown, but it's a new career, and it's one that I'm confident I'll be successful in.